Good morning. My name is Dr. Robert Milch. I'm from Buffalo, New York. My advocacy is based on 50 years of practice, and as a co-founder of Hospice Buffalo in 1978, suffering exists when what we are enduring serves no useful or meaningful purpose in the context of our lives. And as a physician, however skillful in symptom management and earnest in supportive engagement of the patient and family, I cannot in conscience dictate when that point of suffering is reached. This legislation would allow terminally ill New Yorkers to die without suffering in whatever way is coherent with their own values and beliefs.
I'm Dr. Sally White, a practicing physician who serves as medical director of a New York State addiction treatment center. I come today to ask you to support more and better end-of-life care and to oppose Assembly Bill A2383A. Humor me for a moment. Mentally, throw out the text of the bill. Keep only its title, Medical Aid in Dying. Now consider what kind of help you want at the end of your life. You want to die without pain, and you don't want to die alone. Let's stop talking about physician-assisted suicide and work together to increase support at the end of life.
My name is Susan Ron, and I reside in Rochester. And today I would like to share with you why I support the Medical Aid in Dying Act. In August of 2013, my world was turned upside down. I had a nagging backache, and it turned out to be stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, and it had spread to my spine and my ribs. It will continue to spread. It's going to spread to my brain. It will spread to my lungs, and it could spread to my liver. The stories I've heard from their loved ones about their death process, it horrifies me. I also learned about Brittany Menard, the young woman with brain cancer who moved to Oregon to use the state's death with dignity law, and about the peace that it gave her and her family. In the past 2 years, I've met people, some of whom were terminally ill, who were vehemently opposed to the aid in dying. They viewed Brittany's decision as giving up, and one thing is clear to me is that those people were able to die in a way that made sense to them. And perhaps maybe in accordance with their faith. They were able to die on their own terms. And the fact is, their opposition to aid in dying, it denies me the right to do the same thing.
I'm Kristen Hansen, and I work with the Patients' Rights Action Fund. I am an advocate for caregivers and patients. I am a mother, and I am a widow. I'm here today because I made a promise to my husband as he was nearing the end of his life. When a seizure sent him to the hospital in May 2014, he was told that he had glioblastoma multiforme. 3 different doctors told us there was nothing we could do. Thankfully, we didn't listen to those doctors. He outlived his grim prognosis by 3 years, 3 months, and 18 days. We would have missed out on so much if JJ had been offered and had accepted the option of assisted suicide. The bill before you today relies on a doctor's prognosis of 6 months or less to live. But even the most experienced doctors are often wrong.